Today, I want to continue to share from the subject of freedom. Last week in part one, we talked about freedom and we used Galatians chapter 5 to show us what it really means to live a free life. We talked about how when it comes to our freedom, we should live in it because we are called to live in freedom. And we talked about how we should use our freedom to serve one another with love. And finally, we shared how we should be guided by the Holy Spirit when it comes to our freedom. Today, what I want to do is I want to continue to break down Galatians chapter 5 because there's still so much that it teaches us and shows us about living an absolute free life. In fact, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, Paul begins to break down what it actually looks like when we're living from a place of our flesh and we're living from our sinful desires. And he contrasts that with what it looks like when we're allowing ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. In summary, Paul starts to talk about what is known as the works of the flesh and how when we are living from our sinful nature, we will always find ourselves caught up in sexual impurity sins, sins that have to do with temptation and idolatry, and a much larger trend of sins that, again, when we're living from our sinful nature, it's easier to be caught up in these things. But here's what I love about this text. I love that Paul not only shares the works of the flesh, but he gives us the other side of the coin and shows us, hey, when we're living and allowing ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, here's the things that we'll find ourselves engaging in and actually living in their truest forms. This is known as the fruits of the Spirit. And Paul begins to break these things down and he talks about love and patience and gentleness and kindness and self-control. And he talks about how the Holy Spirit can only produce these things in our lives. Can you imagine that when we live from our sinful nature, we think we're engaging in true love and we think we're engaging in kindness and gentleness, but we have no idea what that really looks like until we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. When we let the Holy Spirit do the work in our lives and we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, in Galatians, it talks about allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us in every part of our lives. When we allow that to happen, we are able to have real and authentic interactions when it comes to love and patience and kindness and all of these other fruits of the Spirit. When we allow ourselves to be guided in this way, we experience these things in their truest form. So I would challenge you today, think about some of those things that you need to nail to the cross so that you can allow yourself to be freed up to live by the Spirit. Paul continues in Galatians chapter 5 towards the end of that passage of scripture, and he talks about those who are saved and those who are living by the Holy Spirit have nailed their sinful desires to the cross, and they're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them in every part of their life. So I would challenge you, what are some sins that you need to nail to the cross? What are some desires that you need to nail to the cross so that you can live in absolute freedom, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you? Think about that today. Nail those things to the cross and allow yourself to experience a free life.